This is Amy Eller for Digital Family Advisor and Wox Media. Cruciferous vegetables are unique because they're rich in sulfur-containing compounds called glucosinolates, which support detoxification, and indole-3 carbinol, which greatly reduces the risk of breast, colon, and lung cancer. According to the National Cancer Institute, glucosinolates are powerhouse chemicals that break down during chewing and digestion into bioactive compounds that prevent cancer cells' growth. Glucosinolates stimulate the body's natural antioxidant system, triggering the liver to produce detoxifying enzymes that block free radical attacks on your DNA. Glucosinolates are anti-inflammatory, contain antibacterial and antiviral properties, inactivate carcinogens, reprogram cancer cells to die off, and prevent tumor formation and metastasis. Your top 12 cruciferous vegetables are arugula, bok choy, broccoli, Brussels sprouts, cabbage, cauliflower, collard greens, kale, mustard greens, radishes, turnips, and watercress. A common concern is, can eating cruciferous vegetables cause thyroid problems? Research shows it would take a lot of cruciferous veg to cause hypothyroidism, and only if someone also has an iodine deficiency. Studies show the consumption of 5 ounces a day of cooked Brussels sprouts for 4 weeks had no adverse effects on thyroid function. So if you have a thyroid issue, eat cooked cruciferous vegetables and keep it to about 1 to 2 servings a day. As always, check with your healthcare provider before making any changes or additions to your routine and write to me, Amy Eller, at digitalfamilyadvisor.com. I'm here to answer your questions.